Okay, it's 9 o'clock. We'll call this a special meeting to order at 9 a.m. We are going to go into closed session to talk about conference with legal counsel under subdivision B of section 54956.9, one case, and conference with legal counsel anticipated litigation under subsection C of subdivision C of section 54956.9. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to address the board before we do that? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and go to closed session. Okay, we'll call this meeting back to order for our business session at 10:10. We return from closed session where we discuss with legal counsel anticipated litigation under section 54956.9 subdivision B and also subdivision C. Is there anyone that wishes to address the board concerning our items? Okay, I don't see anybody. So we're on item one, Edison Learning, Inc., contract implementation. And I asked to have this agendized based on the last meeting. The superintendent had expressed an urgency about getting things in place. I think that need to get in place concerning liability and what, dealing with our contract with Edison Learning. And the only way we can actually do that is by authorizing some manner of negotiations with Edison concerning things that may be quote-unquote murky in the contract. And I didn't know if the board, since we're having this about A and B, wanted to go ahead and authorize some manner of negotiations with Edison concerning those items.
Well, I still think that is premature since we haven't finished, our work. I think what...
Well, that's on that one item. There's other items, right?
Okay. I'm still confused as to what you're saying.
Oh, well, I thought there's more than one item that we've been dealing with Edison Learning. And so, you indicated that there were some things that we need to get in place concerning the contract that would limit the liability for both of us.
Yeah, my statement has to do with, based on our assessment, we may... all those items collectively rise to a level for me of management company issues that we might want to speak at in closed session. Because I believe that some of the strategy of not being forthcoming and correcting issues in a timely manner have continued to put the district in a liability situation. And so I caution the board because, as I said, there's a fine line between discussing some of the issues on the matrix and then using that to discuss the incompetence of the management company.
No, I understand that. I guess I had an understanding that there were issues with the way the contract was written concerning various items that there may need to be addressed. Am I wrong in that? There are no items that need to be addressed that way? It's just a question of implementation?
I think it's a question of following the contract that we have.
So it's just a question of implementation.
Absolutely.
So we don't have a question with the contract.
Until we determine if the special ed LEA issue is a problem,
okay.
In terms of the contract itself, my recommendation is that changes not be made until we have the information we need. And as you know, when we open these contracts and deal with these issues, whether it be the SELPA or this contract or any other contract, it does escalate our fees that we're trying to keep under control. Therefore, I thought... best for us to wait, be very thorough in our analysis, confer with counsel, and then bring recommendations to the board. I would not recommend changing anything in the contract at this time.
Okay, so the only issue dealing with then the kind of language is the LEA issue, which we have already, that's the only one that you really know of. Okay.
That's the only one.
Okay, because that's a little different than what I heard at the last meeting, where there are lots of different things, but I guess that's the only one. Is there anything else? Okay.
Well, really quickly, there's nothing on here for board discussion, but...
okay, well, then let's dispense that there is this. Does anyone want to take action on this? There is no action. Go ahead, board discussion. Ms. Shoemaker?
I just wanted to publicly say basically what we had discussed in emails. And, after the closed session, I'm even more convinced that the way this meeting was called was completely inappropriate. Staff was notified after 3 p.m. on a Friday that a special meeting needed to be called. Despite numerous attempts from staff, from our attorney, from myself to find out more information on why this meeting was needed, we never really got an answer. To compound this, before the special meeting was called, no contact was made with other board members to ascertain their schedules. Ms. Miranda Jimenez was out of the state. Ms. Polis had had surgery. Mr. Cox had a doctor's appointment he had to move. I work full time. It's a short week to begin with, at a busy time of the year in the legal profession. And so I had to rearrange my schedule to and inconvenience my office to be here for a board meeting that turned up to be nothing that had any sense of urgency. It's all information we already knew. Nothing had changed. The information that would possibly lead into a closed session is supposed to be ready about the time of our next board meeting. So, you know, I believe this was an intentional maneuver to keep the community uninformed about this board meeting, to exclude board members who would have something, an opinion on this, in an attempt to, I don't know, accomplish what. You know, nothing has changed, nothing has been accomplished by this meeting. And, you know, if I, when I was board president, had called a meeting like this, you would have hit the roof. You would have been screaming from the corners that I was trying to exclude you from a meeting. Again, it was inappropriate. Staff was working all weekend. Everything that was discussed on this agenda, you could have asked for a special meeting November 9th when we had our last board meeting. And so it's important to me that you understand just how inappropriate I find your behavior.
Oh, great. Is there anything else?
Thank you, Trevin.
Thank you, Trevin. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good holiday, everyone.
Yeah, you too.